Bavakama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavakama Bavli, Daf Chos, begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tesimad Aleph at the Mishnah. Itved HaShein Mu'edeth Le'chol Eferoilo. How is Shein Mu'ed to eat what is suitable for it? Abahim Mu'edeth Le'chol Peiroth or Yerokoth, Ochel Ksus Akelim Meshalom Chesinezek. An animal is Mu'ed to eat fruit and vegetables. If it ate clothing or Kelim, it pays half damage. Medra Mu'im, Bushes HaNezek, or Bushes HaRabim, Potter. When is this that Shein is a Mu'ed that's in the victim's premises, but in Rushes HaRabim, it's exempt? If it benefited, it pays the benefit. The Gemara says, Rishlokish Omer, Al, we should say, Al Kula, Rishava. Rishlokish says that when is this in Rishis Arabin, it's exempt, refers to the entire clause, means also if it ate clothing or kalim, it's exempt, because if one deviated means left kalim in Rishis Arabin, then another came and deviated and damaged the first, he's exempt. Rishlokish Omer, Al, we should say, how is Shoina, Rishava. Rishlokish says it refers only to the first matter, an animal is mu'ed to eat fruit and vegetables, it's not exempt for kalim in Rishis Arabin. Chalta should say to Rishimon, that the Rishlokish, Taman Amar, Rishlokish, Rishim Rihoshe, Omda, Va'ochel, and the Peyus of Sebuim, Chayeves, Achu Amahoche. The Gemara asked the Rishlokish seems to contradict himself. There, Rishlokish said in the name of Rihoshe that if it stopped and ate from gathered produce, then Rishis Arabin is obligated because it's not normal. And here he says like this. Amu, Taman Rishim Rihoshe, Bamhacha, Rishim Garme. The answer is there, he said in the name of Rihoshe, but he himself disagrees. Here he said it in his own name. Also, the Rishlokish Omer, Barata, Mahaleches, Bavutza, Potter. Also, the Birchon Omer, Barata, Mahaleches, Bavutza, Chayev. Rishlokish's words show that if a walking animal kicked a crouching animal, it's exempt, because also the first one deviated. Birchon's words show that if a walking animal kicked a crouching animal, it's liable. Loisef Dava, Barata, Mahaleches, Bavutza, Bavutza, Mahaleches, Barata, Mahaleches, Mahaleches. Rishlokish exempts not only if the walking one kicked a crouching animal, or after it did so, the crouching animal kicked back at the walking animal. If a walking animal kicked a walking animal, does he exempt even then? Omar Rabbi Ami, Le Omar Rishlokish Ela Barta Malechis Bavutza Patura, Bavutza Malechis, and Malechis Bavutza Chayeves. Gemara answers, and from Rabbi Ami, that Rishlokish said only that if a walking animal kicked a crouching animal, is exempt, but if a crouching animal kicked a walking animal, or walking animal kicked a walking animal, then it's liable. Tani Rabbi Yehoshua Kula Potter. Rabbi Yehoshua said that all of these are exempt. Tam Rabbi Yehoshua Ein Shisei Zeh Keren Roshis Arabim. Rabbi Yehoshua said that all of this is not Keren Roshis Arabim, rather it's regal. Rav Amar Amda Ba'achla Mipeiris HaSiburim. Rav said if it stopped and ate from gathered produce in Roshis Arabim, it's exempt. Mai kilu b'shein she'ochle ma'aleches ben ha'imedes. What's the leniency of shein which is arabim? It's when it ate while walking, whether it ate from the load of a walking animal or from what is stationary, meaning gathered produce. Chaimu v'keren she'barta ma'aleches es ha'imedes. The leniency of keren over shein is that keren is liable when a walking animal kicked a stationary animal. Ilfei Omel, Omda Ba'ochla Mipeirus HaSebuim Chayeves. Ilfei said that if it stopped and ate from gathered produce, it's liable. He holds, like Rav, regarding Shein, he argues only about Keren. Ma'akilu B'Shein, Sha'ochla Ma'aleches Ben Ha'aymedes. What's the leniency of Shein? It's when it ate while walking, even from what is stationary. Chayim B'Keren, Sha'bata Ma'aleches HaMa'aleches. The leniency of Keren is when a walking animal kicks a walking animal.